One small civic organization protested in front of South Korea's defense ministry Tuesday, but the few activists represent the reservations of many regarding the Seoul government's North Korea policies and its U.S. alliance.
The defense ministry said this year's training will include the biggest landing exercise in history and even practice for the annihilation of the North Korean regime. It has clearly become war training. These joint drills and the military assets distributed in Korea by the U.S. are strengthening pressure and sanctions on North Korea and targeting China, and will continue to raise military tension in East Asia.
This year's U.S.-South Korea drills will involve 15,000 American troops, four times as many as last year. The exercises will also train for preemptive strikes and practice a large amphibious landing. Several civic groups and much of the public disapprove of President Park's policies toward North Korea. But polls show her approval ratings have actually risen due to the hard line the South Korean president has taken toward Pyongyang. In response to North Korea's recent nuclear test and rocket launch, South Korean President Park Geun-hye shut down the last remaining project of inter-Korean peace initiatives. Major civic leaders met the press to voice their grievances, demanding the reopening of the closed inter-Korean industrial park.
By closing down the Kaesong Industrial Complex, the Park Geun-hye administration violated the agreement that it made with the North Korean government in August 2013. For the normalization of operations of the Kaesong Industrial Complex.
The deployment of a U.S. missile system is also generating controversy, with the U.S. and South Korea postponing those negotiations as diplomats seek a stronger U.N. resolution against North Korea. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.